How's it going?
We discussed some injury issues from yesterday's ball game. Other than just some bumps and bruises, we came out okay with the exception of Lance. Lance has a fractured finger, and so we're just kind of doing some tests right now to see how to go about, what the best way to go about, to whether we cast it or repair it. So there's a chance that he may miss some time. How much, I don't know. So other than that, we came through it pretty good.
Will you have to, is it a matter of like having to wear a big cast or something?
Yes. Regardless of which direction we go, there'll be a cast involved. So that's going to make it, at least early on, that's going to make it a little tough to catch the football. So wouldn't prohibit it from blocking. So, but we may have to let things settle down for at least a week. So we'll see. Yeah, we landed in the end zone.
Yeah. What's McNeil's state of readiness?
He's ready to go. Yeah, he's been ready to go. He's practicing. He's Rob does a good job with him, moving him around, things like that. So he's prepared. He didn't play any offense yesterday. He was primarily on special teams, but he's ready to go. So that's good.
You got Stedman a little bit involved yesterday.
And we're going to get him more involved, right? His time's coming. He's improving on the practice field. It's a great play, you know, keeping his balance and picking up extra yards, and so we'll get him more involved.
And he's done well on special teams.
He's doing really well on special teams. Yeah, cover on both punt return and kickoff coverage. And then he's our up guy. You know, he's the up back on kickoff return, so he's on four core. So depending on the number of reps he gets offense, we may have to back down a little bit, but we'll see.
What do you see on the tape on the run defense?
You know, there was, it appeared that we took turns. At times it was inside, got cut out of a gap. Other times we lost the edge. We didn't set the edge. We had a lot of good stops. We had a lot of good run stops against a good run football team. But, you know, we have to do better. You know, we told them all week, you know, that was going to be their emphasis. It was going to be their attack. They had 2 weeks to prepare, and he can run. I mean, he can really go. And so they cut our defense a couple times. But, you know, the positive is we had a lot of good run stops as well. So I don't believe that was really the difference in the ball game. It was a contributing factor, but I don't think it was the difference. So
what do you think was the difference
then? Big picture, they have 2 weeks to prepare through a bye week. We had 6 days. Game was very, very important to them, as it was to us because it was our next one. And we missed a field goal and fumbled a ball in plus territory. Pretty much sum it up. There's all kinds of things that happened in the game. Their run defense struggled with our run game. You know, Kel played better. But to me, the big difference was the missed field goal and the fumble that game. We split. Both teams had 2 takeaways. And so we were even there. And that being said, we had a close game. And score, yes. Everything was fine. Yeah, it was fine. Just faded out. Just there, right to end.
What would have anything you can do about that? I'm sure he's probably working on the techniques and stuff.
You talking about Greg?
Yeah.
We'll keep working on practice. Yeah. I mean, he's been very. It was up until last 2 weeks. I mean, he's been very consistent. You know, that the 50-yarder was not rushed or contested, and that sailed. So, you know, we'll look at it. Maybe put a little more pressure on the practice field. Yeah. So.
Small margin for error in these games. Seems like almost every game goes to the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's not a question in there.
No, it was a solid statement.
Thank you. What you see from Kellen? Obviously, he had the
improved. Yeah, he improved. Like I said last night, he got better week two. He ran around, made plays, and it's a great throw to Jared for the touchdown. You know, made some other good throws. You know, he had a couple drops, but you know, he got us in the right thing most of the time in the run game, which was you know, I mean, I expect him to improve again this week. He came away with it, you know, pretty good. He didn't really get banged up much, you know. He got hit late once on a slide, but other than that, you know, he came through it okay.
Anything he can do? He looked like kind of got hit from behind. I'm thinking on the fumble, anything you can do different?
You want to, yeah, I mean, it happens to quarterbacks when they're trying to escape. You got to protect the football. You know, he was trying to duck, and he got it punched out from behind. So
you're talking about the Clemens slide. It seemed like the definition of what should be a late hit call. Just your thoughts on that play?
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to see it called. I mean, he slid and got hit in the head, you know. But Pollard apologized to Kellens after the game, and which we respect. But it's regardless of that, I mean, it should be a foul. Chris he went to the second level and went to cut, and the backer kind of backdoored him towards the line of scrimmage, and he lifted his foot. It looked like he was going down, but I can see that. It's not necessary. That was a problem.
I wanted to ask you, and that's why I went at your press conference, I was trying to get a pool report on the second to last play. It was a play in the end zone to Pettis on third down, and it looked like there was contact there. It looked like one of the defenders had his kind of back to the ball, just what you saw.
I didn't think it was pass interference. I thought everybody was playing the ball and the feet got tangled, and that happens. You know, I looked at it real close. I mean, I was on the other side. I mean, we'd love to have the call, but I don't think, by rule, I don't think it was necessarily pass interference.
In light of what's happening in Miami right now, how do you go about kind of just setting parameters for respect amongst players in a locker room?
Well, first off, I can't comment on their locker room, obviously, but I can say that we've established that here. Guys will ask rookies to carry their helmets in from practice, but we make it clear to the rookies and to the veterans that this is a business environment, and the rookies are here to help us win, and everyone here is treated with respect. At the same time, it's okay to have fun. I mean, you guys witnessed firsthand the pie thing with Court and, you know, and Chris and stuff like that. It's okay to have fun, but, you know, it's my job to make sure that, you know, you keep a lid on things. You know, the pie thing got to a point where it's probably enough now, okay, you know, because someone's going to scheme something else up. But I think it's important to come in here and look forward to coming to work and have fun. But respect factors were the things we preach here.
How do you go about keeping tabs on that during the season? Do you have leaders that you kind of lean on and ask them just how chemistry is in the locker room?
I'll go through the locker room. I talk to the players individually and, you know, walk through stretch and got coaches and got equipment guys, and you know, there's nothing that's going on that we don't know about.
I guess you heard about what happened to Coach Fox and also Coach Kubiak. Just wondering, you guys have a stressful, very stressful job. How do you handle the stress of, especially the in-season stress?
I personally differentiate between stress and pressure. I think that there's pressure on the job, not stress. I think we do our best work under pressure as individuals. So we have a responsibility to take care of ourselves, and we exercise when given the opportunity. Sometimes it's hard during the year, but you know, we also have we have physicals. We take care of, make sure everybody gets their physicals during off season. And I text John and got a quick text back from him. He said he's doing good. He's going to get out in a couple days, and we're just kind of keeping our fingers crossed to see what's going on with Gary. So
you don't necessarily work out every day or try to.
There's not time to work out every day, no. I told you guys I passed myself going home on the way into work, so. Yeah. This would be really, really good. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you guys get my heart rate up, so.
I want to ask you about what happened with William Hayes in the locker room. Did you talk to him about it? Did you actually see it, or were you back in your own locker room?
Oh, no, I got there. We talked and settled it down. It was okay. Basically, he expressed how everybody felt, and he was just – it hit him hard. I mean, this game was big for him, and he played very well in the game, and he was just disappointed. So use better judgment, you don't need to punch a mirror and, you know, risk cutting yourself. And he did. He got a little cut on his arm. But he's fine. We addressed it today. So, to the extent of which he felt, I mean, the emotion that he felt, not that everybody else didn't, but I think that's the good thing, you know. But you draw the line. You got to draw the line and make sure you take care of yourself.
cares a lot, obviously.
Yes, he does. This game's important to him, as are his teammates.
We've talked a lot about Stacey and how well he's played, but what can you add? I mean, every week he seems to show us something new, that 32-yard run.
Yeah, it was a great run. Really did a great job with it. Started with Tavon blocking a linebacker, and or he doesn't get out. And that's just how he's been playing. You know, I was told that, you know, since he started, he's leading the league in rushing over that span. So, that's a credit to everybody up front. He takes care of himself. He's a very instinctive runner. He's a smart runner. He understands running the football, and he's powerful. So, happy for him.
Do you think you can get this from him this fast?
Sorry? Yeah, I mean, we drafted him. We thought that he had, you know, really good skills inside, you know. And again, you know, it's not easy against the defensive fronts that we were running against eight-man fronts for the last 5 weeks, and he's still making yards.
Is the line improving and the tight end?
The tight ends are blocking well. The receivers are involved, and the line's working well together. Yeah, so we just have to keep it going. So I'm gonna go try to get a workout in. Okay. You good?
Can I ask you one more? okay, the team's 3-6. I know you want it better, but a lot of times people say where there's hope, there's even extra effort. How do you kind of keep that, you know, the hope up with the team?
Well, this is a whole new challenge. I mean, a really good opponent, outstanding young quarterback, good football team. So, you know, this thing was – today was more about, okay, here's what happened, why it happened. We've got one opportunity right now, and before we go on, take a little break. So, you know, I encourage them to take the day off tomorrow. The guys that need treatment, come on in. Wednesday, come back to work. You know, there were 11 other teams lost as well yesterday. We weren't the only one. So,
week to week.
Yep. Thank you.